For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Come take our seat. Praise God. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Today is an extraordinary service. Hallelujah. If you follow your friend to a native doctor's place, even if you don't want to live the same, you cannot live the same. There will be demonic impartation to your spirit. Hallelujah. Once you have been to a shrine, your life can never remain the same again. That is what will happen to you tonight. The fact that you are here, you will not return the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are we excited? Those of you that have been praying for rain, how is the weather? Hallelujah. It didn't always be like this. Praise God. I want to first of all talk about our conference starting on Wednesday. How many of us have ever been to a soul winning seminar or a soul winning conference or an evangelism conference? How many of us have ever been to a conference like that? Please let me see your hands up. Okay, we only have two. That means the rest of you that have never been, this is an opportunity for once in your lifetime. This will be the first for you. Hallelujah. Like I always say, the Bible says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. This is all we'll be focusing on, is evangelism. How do we evangelize? What is happening in the rapture? Is 5G really the end of the world? Hallelujah. When is the world going to end? How do we evangelize? How do you become useful to God? How will you become precious to God? Hallelujah. It will be an encounter of a lifetime for you. Hallelujah. I can guarantee you for that. I had a story of Bishop Dacoit Mills, said that when he was in medical school, they were preparing for an exams. So in medical school, they read past questions. Are we together? They read past questions. So they have been reading past questions 1991, 92, 93, 94, 95. And then they kept reading. Then his roommate, who was also one of the good students in class, they studied past questions, plenty past questions. And the roommate missed one particular past question. 1984, something like that. One particular one. You know what happened? You don't want to know. Do you want to know? What happened was, when they appeared in the exam hall, the lecturer shamelessly brought the past. He didn't even edit the year. Do you understand? He didn't even edit the year 1984 and remove and put 2020. He shamelessly brought it like that and dropped it. Everybody got 97, 98, 99. He was the only one that got around 47. Because their question is, you must have to read past questions before you know how to answer. That is the power of consistency. Missing one encounter can really change your life forever. Hallelujah. Are we together? Missing one encounter can change your life forever. So there is a time when a word, and I really want to appreciate us for consistency, especially Sunday, and for coming. Every particular day, there is a word missing. There may be a day that is meant for you. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. This conference may be meant for you. I pray you don't miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you don't have transport fare, we'll pay your fare. I'll tell you the person you meet. Hallelujah. Pay your fare. If you don't have, this is coronavirus. And then all of us are at home. Unless if you are going to, but try and make it and invite as many as you can. We wanted to bring handbills, but looking at the situation, if you go to talk to somebody now, they'll not even hear you. They are suspecting everybody. Hallelujah. I believe God bless us all in Jesus' name. Who will not be there? The person is not in church. Hallelujah. Last Sunday we spoke about leadership for the church. This church is 4 months old. January, February, March, April. Can we celebrate God's faithfulness? Hallelujah. And we spoke about selecting leaders to have a structure so that we'll be able to work with. Hallelujah. Now this is history. This will be the first leader in the history of this church. No matter how short the attendance will be, hallelujah. It will be a privilege to serve. It will be a privilege to be used of God. Hallelujah. Normally we are supposed to have 7 based on our structure, but because we have few hands, we'll be only having 5. We'll be calling them to the front and then we'll pray for them. And then I want us to give us their support, to give them their maximum support in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I'll call their names and then they'll come to the front. In case I can't pronounce your name very well, don't be angry. Hallelujah. I'll be calling the head usher. Is the head usher, that is the person in charge of ushery. She'll be in charge of welfare also. Hallelujah.
The name is Andres. I can't pronounce the surname. Hallelujah. So just come to the front. Hallelujah. Then we have the person that will be in charge of evangelism and protocol. The name I can pronounce this is Hezekiah. Hallelujah. Hezekiah. Maybe just stand here. And then we have prayer coordinator is Emmanuel Sani. Emmanuel Sani. Then we have the financial, just turn and face them. The financial secretary and the treasurer will be Prof. That is Ayokami. Hallelujah. And then we have the music director. It's David Mint. He is. And then we have the person that will be assisting him is not here, but every proper arrangement and contact. Let's just stand together. Proper contact is Jesu Joba Adeleke. Hallelujah. And then secretary, because we have few hands, Mint will be doubling as the secretary and as the music director. Hallelujah. We still need, we don't have technical director and media. Hallelujah. But I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we have Genesis 9:19 on the screen? Genesis 9:19. Genesis 9:19. The Bible says, these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Are we together? These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Now, these are the leaders of Shekinah Encounter Center that we have for now. And we believe with them, the whole of this church and the whole of this ministry will be everly transformed in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe with them, we'll begin to have multiple services and overflow. With them, this whole place will be overflooded with people. Are we together? Exodus 31 verse 2. Exodus 31 verse 2. Exodus 31 verse 2. Hallelujah. See, I have called by name Bezalel. Hallelujah. Exodus 31 verse 2. See, I have called by name Bezalel. Now, these are the, we have their names already, and then of the tribe, so and so. Now, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Now, we'll be praying for them. All of us will be stretching our hands towards them and praying for them for the Spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. And don't look at the way they are. I don't know how you may be seeing them. But pray for them for the wisdom of God and the ability of God. Hallelujah. That there will be the first foundation of this church will be a history, and that the grace of God be available for them to do great exploit. That in the moment of time, in the next 2, 5 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years of this church, their names will never be wiped out of the history and the archive of the church. Can we stretch our hands and pray for them? Pray for the grace of God, the wisdom of God, the ability of God. Father, Lord, lay your hands upon them. Like we just saw by the three sons of Noah, the whole earth was overspread by this leadership. May you do through them what no man can do. In the name of Jesus, breathe your life upon them. Breathe your life upon them. Breathe your wisdom, like you call them by name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we trust for your anointing. We trust for your unction. They will never be the same from today. As they get upon their feet, let your hands come upon them. Strange wisdom, strange ability, strange grace, in the name of Jesus. May their lives be positively transformed forever. Any area of their life, anything they are struggling with that may affect their work in the vineyard, in the name of Jesus, as they stand up, it is the weight, the challenge drop forever. In the name of Jesus. Anything that may be a challenge in their personal life thus far, as they have committed themselves to serve you, Lord, that challenge is solved. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for answers to prayer. For in Jesus' name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands upon them. Thank you because you call them and you will use them mightily. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now this front seat will be for the leaders. So Benga, and this side will be for the choir. So Benga, come to this side. So they assume this front seat. Hallelujah. You can be on your seat. You can be on your seat and take. Hallelujah. Just pick your Bible and then take the front seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. The month of April, we'll be looking at finances. And wisdom, hallelujah. And today we'll be looking at wisdom and finances. But before we do that, I want you to pick a sheet of paper. We'll be doing an impartation service. Write what you want to do with your life. What are your business goals? What are your expectations? Write what you want to do. Write it down. If you are trusting God for an amount of money, write it down and write the amount down. Write your vision. Write the things you are trusting God for. Praise God. If you have a company you want to start, you can write the name on that sheet of paper. If you have a place you want to work, you can write the name in that sheet of paper. Just write it down. Father, thank you. Your name, the name of where you want to work, the name of your company, the name of what you want to start, what do you want to do with your life as it relates finances, where do you see yourself? Just write it down on that piece of sheet of paper. Okay, we are before God, we will be imparting upon them and presenting it to the living God. I'll be shocked if somebody should write $100,000. Hallelujah. Write what your heart can carry and what you are trusting God for. Before I give you the wisdom on how to get it to come to pass. Hallelujah. If you are done, let's know. Maybe on our feet. I know a God who is merciful and kind. If you are done, you can stand up. Faithful and gracious. I'm the apple of his eyes. The thought that fills his mind every morning, noon, and night. He loved me when I didn't care and was patient till I came running back into his arms. He had me turn my life around. Make me a shining star, his glory to reveal. I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good. If you are done, you can stand up. Let's impart and pray upon it. You can stand up. Can we have instrumentalists back on stage? Michael, have you written it? Are you done writing? Alright. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. If you are done, you can stand up, lift it up. God is about to touch it.
Heavens declare your power and loyalty. Lord, you reign. You are the answer of the night. throne is established, it's righteous and righteousness. Lord, you reign. Let our Lord and greatness to be great. Lord, you reign. We cry, oh,
Father, we thank you. Now lift it up. Okay, some are still writing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we praise you. Father, these are the expectations of your people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, you instructed me that Lord, you upon everything written. And every expectation will come to pass so long as it's in accordance with your will. Father, these are the names of the companies, the brand, the things your children want to do with their lives. These are what they are trusting you for to do. Reveal yourself and let the anointing of your spirit come upon these things. I pray upon their financial goals. What they want to do for the kingdom through it. What they are trusting you to do. Father, let the spirit of the living God move upon these things. Our God is not like their God, having eyes that cannot see. Lord, you have eyes and you have seen what they are breathing. You saw when they moved their pens, what they wrote in your presence, hoping and believing in you. They have heard that, Lord, you parted the Red Sea. They have heard that, Lord, you made the blind see. They have heard that, Lord, you furnished a table in the wilderness. They have heard that, Lord, you have raised giant and great men. You have made people from nothing. You raised nobodies and made them to become people of importance. Everyone expressing their hope, trust and confidence in you. And on whatsoever they write. As I breathe upon it, Lord, let your power come upon it. May the wisdom needed to make it come to pass. May the anointing needed to make it come to pass. May the correction needed to make it come to pass. May the ability they need to make it come to pass. May the help they need to make it come to pass be available for them. Thank you, Lord, because you confirm the word of your servants and you perform the counsel of your messengers. Thank you, Jesus. Let your breath rest upon it in the name of Jesus. May the bread of your presence rest upon it, Lord Jesus. They will stand in future. They will call and say it has happened. They will see it right before their eyes unfolding. Right before their eyes, what they wrote coming to pass. Ayabahasha. Right before their eyes, what they thought would never be possible will happen. In their days, they will testify every single dots they have written, every T they have crossed on that paper, anything they have ever written today, in their days, it will materialize in the name of Jesus. You say, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Anything impossible? Everyone under my voice, oh God, believing in you. Ayalake de malaga kabaya. They dare to believe you, Lord. Prove yourself. Prove yourself in their life. As days unroll, weeks unroll, months unroll, shorter than they thought, quicker than they imagined, faster than they could ever make it. If it happened by human strength, Lord, they will not glorify you. If their wisdom, calculations, make it come to pass, nobody will give you honor. But if by your mighty arm, by your outstretched hands of power, if by your ability you override protocols, you suspend procedures, you cancel steps, make this thing to happen speedily, then they will know that there is a God in heaven who rules in the affairs of men. For promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, neither from the south. But God is the one that lifts men. He bringeth up a king and bringeth down another. May everyone be seated where they are supposed to be. Thank you, Lord, because this word will never come to fail. They will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Like you honor the word of Samuel, may this word be before you, because it will come to pass in Jesus' precious name we pray. Now appreciate God for answers prayer. Father, we thank you. Appreciate you for answers and say, Father, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you for what you are trusting God to be. Everything you have written in that list will come to pass. Everything. Everything you have written. Everything you have written will come to pass. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We can take our seat. Hallelujah. If you believe me, what you wrote on that list, it will come to pass. Every detail. You will be the, you will wipe the tears of your family. Hallelujah. You will wipe the tears of your family. And it will happen so quick and fast, be far beyond your, because if it happened normally, you will not glorify God. If you, it can be explained. Hallelujah. But if it happened beyond explanation, then God will take the glory. You will not be broke in the name of Jesus Christ. You will never, you can't be broke. You can't be broke. Hallelujah. You will not be broke in the name of Jesus. You have resources. Hallelujah. Today we are not talking about prosperity or finances. But I want to ask you too, that I know when you go to school, now all of us are, most of us are graduate, 100 level. Who want to graduate first class? Everybody's hands is up. True or yes? But then when you see what the person is doing in school, you know that this person doesn't want to graduate first class. Is it true? Everybody want, okay, let it, like I made this analogy this week, like 3 different times. If you walk from zone A to Ganaja Junction and ask everybody on the road, do you want to be rich? Do you think you meet one person that will say no? Eh? Let's say you walk anywhere to the thickest village. Do you want to be rich? What is the common answer? Yes, everybody. But when you check what they are doing with their life, you know this person doesn't really want to be rich. Everybody in church want to become like Bishop Oyedepo, want to become like Kenneth Copeland. But when you see what other Christians are doing, you know that they will never become rich. All together. Because there is a way to eat. I want to ask another question now. If you are in a room now, and then money is a human being, and then we have the devil, and then we have a terrorist, which one is more dangerous? Money, the devil, and a terrorist. 3 of them in one room. Who is more dangerous? Who is more dangerous? Come on, I want to ask us. I'm seeing children. Praise God. Very soon, also the school.
That's a prophecy to our future in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is more dangerous in the three? The devil, money, and the terrorist. Who is more dangerous? Huh? Devil is more dangerous. We have 80% devils. Only one. Anybody supporting money? Okay, we have 10% money. Hallelujah. The Bible says, 1 Timothy 5, the service of the devil is not the source of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not the devil. That is, leave the devil aside. Loving the devil is not the source of evil. I'm not the one that wrote the Bible. Is that correct? I will believe the Bible. The love of money is the origin of all evil. That means money is more dangerous than the devil himself. Because of money, you love the devil. Is that correct? The Bible never compared the devil. It said you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, one mammon, generally theologians agree to be money. The devil never said you cannot serve God and the devil. He compared himself to money. Money is very, very dangerous. Hallelujah. Is that correct? Very, very dangerous. And money, now 1 Timothy, is this 6:10? Okay, yes. For the love of money, not the love of Lucifer, is the root, that is the source, the primary reason why people are doing evil, wickedness, killing, is money. Is that correct at all? This is not revelation, this is direct scripture, is that true? The main reason why people are doing many things, the real source, is money. You can speak every grammar, hallelujah, money is very important. You are not talking about financial, you are talking about wisdom today, but I wanted to talk about, you see the truth is, God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes I don't like, if somebody is meeting me for the first time and I'm preaching about money, the way to preach about money with passion is the way to preach about evangelism. It's the same frequency. Hallelujah. Same frequency. So somebody said, this one is a prosperity, this one is like money. No, I don't like money. Oh. It's not see money, but we all need money. Praise God. When we went to buy this mic, I did not tell them I'm going to be preaching to souls, so give me the mic. They will not give me. Is that true? They will not give me. So Ecclesiastes 7:12. So we'll be receiving wisdom for finances. And I believe when you receive this wisdom, like I said, everybody wants to read, to be rich. But if you receive this wisdom and what you do with it will determine whether you really want to be rich. Is that correct? Ecclesiastes 7:12. What you will do with what I'm about to share today will determine whether you will be rich. For wisdom is a defense. Hallelujah. And money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Can we have other translation? Can we have TLB? Do you have other translation? The one you are on? Alright, let's have another translation. Hallelujah. For wisdom is a defense, even as money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom shields and preserves the life of him who has it. Are we together? Yes. Double protection. My God, this is interesting. Wisdom and wealth. Plus this bonus, wisdom energizes honor. This is not interesting. Double protection, money and wisdom. My God. We will have the double, no, hallelujah. We will have the double in the name. All together? Permanent kingdom giver. Permanent kingdom giver. Archbishop Bessie said, if you have not been paying your tithe for 20 years, don't expect a blessing. You must be consistent every time. Every time. Keep paying. When I told that when I pay my, I don't even remember praying God should bless me because it's not part of the. I started paying my tithe. JSS 1, 2003. My pocket allowance was 500 naira. 50 naira was tithe. From that day till tomorrow, next tomorrow, it has been consistent. Even the devil knows. When you send me an allowance of 10,000 naira, I am thinking of 7,000 naira because it's not only 10% I'm paying. That I don't even calculate the remaining one. It's not in my brain. Because if 9,000 will not be enough for you, 10,000 will not be enough. Do you hear that? If 90,000 will not be enough, 100,000 will not be enough. So give the 10% and leave God to furnish. He said, test me and see if I will not bless you. The first kingdom is be a title, be a kingdom. Anything that is a church project, don't pretend as if you don't have money. And I say, give us this project, you don't turn your face. I don't have money. Every time you are on permanent excuse, hallelujah, God is watching you. And the devil is watching you. They know your account balance. We don't know. Is that true? God is watching you. Anytime it's church, give for church. We have a worker retreat. We have this, give. You don't have. They say you go and buy data 1.5, but your offering is permanently 15 naira. How do you get that? You buy cloth of 10,000, 15,000, but your offering is 10 naira. You don't persecute the money as if you are bribing police. Nobody must see your offering. Now, there is a way to prosper. That is the way. Give according to your expectation. How can you be earning 10,000 naira and permanently it's 10 naira, 5 naira? It's only when you answer, you remember I'm supposed to give offering. When they said offering, you not be checking the money, not be, because they say your left hand should not show what you are giving. It's only money, you know, scriptures. Hallelujah. Give. Even if the devil wants to hold you, he cannot. Somebody should change his offering in this service. Hallelujah. Change it. Permanent. There was a time I was giving 20 naira. There was a time I changed to 15 naira. There was a time I changed to 100 naira. There was a time I changed to 200. You keep changing it. How do you get that? Is it because I have? No, not necessarily because you have. I have tried to church and drop offering because I didn't have offering and then trek back. Not one. Under sun. Because I want to drive a car. If I climb back and didn't drop offering, it doesn't profit me. Wait again. So let me trek now and drop the money. And let the devil see that I trek this route. And let the car come by fire. All together. My bishop, when God said, what do you have for me? He said, my money salary and his wife just gave back to a child. And he said, God, I want it. God, yeah, you want to take it. God said, I swear by myself, even if you want to be poor, it's too late. That is the reason why Bishop Oyedepo is. He said, God said, for doing this, let's say you make up your mind, Benga, to be poor. God said, it is too late. You must prosper. So support the kingdom. If you don't believe a church, do it anywhere else. But you must do it as a foundational key. Number two, wisdom key is diligence, commitment, and consistent work ethics. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4, Romans chapter 12 verse 11, and then Proverbs chapter 12 verse 11, Proverbs 21 verse 5, oh God,
our time,
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 27, Proverbs 20:13. I will come again, Proverbs 10 verse 4, Romans 12 verse 11, Proverbs 12:11, Proverbs 21 verse 5, Proverbs chapter 12 verse 27, and then Proverbs chapter 20 verse 13. Hallelujah. Now the Bible said, he that becometh poor, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, laziness, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Is that correct? Romans 12:11 says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, hallelujah, serving the Lord. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Proverbs 12:11. He that tilleth his land, he that works, he that tills his land shall be satisfied with bread. But he that is void, he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. Yes. That means anybody that works, Proverbs 21 verse 5. Anybody that works will have to eat. Hallelujah. Everybody, the thought of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to one. That means, now Proverbs 12 verse 27 again. Everybody that is diligent, his thought lead to plenteousness. The slothful man, the lazy man, roasted not that which he took in hunting. But the substance of a diligent man is precious. Yes, Proverbs 20:13. Hallelujah. Proverbs 20:13. He that keepeth 20:13. Love no sleep, sisters, lest thou come to poverty. Open your eyes, wake up, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. There are young men that sleep till 10 a.m. from 7 p.m., 8 a.m. sleep. Look, there's a level of sleep you sleep and your back will be paining you. That is advanced level of irresponsibility. If you are a man, your case is complex. Because this is how a young man will come and marry them anyhow. But your own poverty will be your portion. Love, no, don't love sleep. Check people at the top. Pastor David Ebiyo may say, as wealthy as he is, he sleep for 4 hours. Bishop Edebo say 3 hours. He closes work 1 a.m. I don't know if I heard him say that. Bishop Edebo closes office 1 a.m. every day. Persistent workers, consistent, dedicated to their works. I thought the rich men don't work. I read a book by Bishop Obasanjo when he wrote the book. What's the name of that book? I don't know Obasanjo's book. Is it Time Watch or something like that? In that book, he said he sleeps by 3 p.m. 3 a.m., sorry. I've forgotten the title of the book now. That's the president, when he was still a president. And then you are poor, looking in one local government. And you are sleeping for 10, 12 hours consistently. You know, man need to sleep, our energy need to resuscitate. The doctors that wrote that you should sleep for 8 hours, when they were in medical school, how many hours were they sleeping? Those people that wrote the textbook and said sleep for a maximum of 8 hours, when they were in medical school, how many hours were they sleeping? Don't love sleep. Don't be sleeping. Poverty is your Bible. If you love sleep, you have a connection with poverty. Permanently connected. In case that is your portion, you are delivered tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May sleep leave your eye permanently. Amen. You'll be begging to sleep. Hallelujah. I will be tossing on the bed. I told him, I can't sleep before 12. That is me. I can't. What? I know that even if I attempt sleep, it will never come. There is nothing I will do. My body can't sleep before 12. What is 12? I start to say, God, let me sleep. I will off everything. I want to sleep. God, I can't even sleep in 3. I slept around 3 yesterday. Today by 6, I was already. But that is there are things I am pursuing. And we are parted ways with sleep. I can't be sleeping as if I have covenant with, as if I'm practicing death. No? People as if they are practicing dead, how you live as permanently sleeping. They are addicted to work. Wake up 6 a.m. There is a man called Chasfini. He said that his schedules it was like rigid as the sun. He sleeps by 10, wake up by 6 a.m. till he died. The founder of Methodist, what is his name? The man that founded Methodist Church. What's the name of that revival man? His schedule was as rigid as the sun. Sleep 10, once it's 6 is up, not 5. Hallelujah. Always perpetually walking, walking, walking. Hallelujah. No food for a lazy man. Hallelujah. Are we together? Number 3. Stay out of debt. Proverbs 22 verse 7. And Deuteronomy 15 verse 6. Because of our time we're running now. Stay out of debt. Now when I say debt, I mean borrowing. As much as, no, there are different kind of borrowing. That's what we call internal borrowing. You have 2 accounts, you borrow from Diamond Bank and use it to your Eco Bank account, maybe your current account. You understand that one? Money for you borrow from that one. There's somebody you, especially when you borrow for a daily expenses, like for food, clothes, and then on net, you can only borrow or take money when you want to use it for business or capital as a productive, you understand what I'm talking about? You can take loan only when to something not on any economics here, like spending on your normal, what's the name of that word? Spending on your normal things. Hallelujah. No, you cannot borrow money to buy a cloth. You don't have it, don't wear it. How together? You cannot borrow money to go for a wedding. You don't have it, don't go. Are you not hearing me now? All right. Many bride and groom don't even know you were around. Many of them don't even know you came. 2 of us. Some of them will even appreciate your transport is 10K. Send 5K to them, they'll be happy. Better than your coming self. So be wise. Don't borrow money to do some things. If you can't afford it, stay at your level. Avoid borrowing. Now, you will not hear me now. Hallelujah. It is a kingdom thing. No wise person on the top borrows. They don't. The only borrowing. Robert Kiyosaki, even including secular people, Bible says you shall not borrow. If you are a giver, you will have enough to give. People will borrow from you. Avoid borrowing. Are we together? Number four, the key of liberality, generosity, and charity. Proverbs 11 verse 24 to 25. And then Acts 10:38. And then Proverbs 19:17. Hallelujah. The key of liberality, generosity, charity. Now let's read. There is he that scattereth. Are we together? And yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Let people be saying his mumu will be chopping his money, and they will keep the money. Continue. You are wiser than them. Are we together? You know, if you are giving, then people are taking advantage of your giving. You know, it happens. People say this one is food. They will not keep their own and eat your own. Keep, is it true? Am I fast with the text? I see a lot of us. Am I fast? Or I'll try and be slower. Sorry. I'm sorry. When you are giving and people are taking advantage of you, let's say we have three roommates now. Isaiah, Sunny, Imi, and then this one will keep his own money. Do you have money? I don't have money. That's the problem with roommates, campus mates. They don't have money to buy food, but they have money to eat outside. They're keeping their money, and then somebody else is spending. And they are thinking they are wiser and smarter than that giver. Are we together? No. You are only a fool. Because the Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. So scatter, give, be generous. Pay a student transport fare. Hallelujah. And then take care with the secondary school boys. Pay their fare. Learn how to give. Let your hand not be like glued. As if there is, you know, people, as if there is glue in your hand. Somebody testify when you give them 1,000 naira. That is the problem. When you buy food for somebody, it is hard. Be liberal. Be the one to make the first step to give. I have had people around when we are going somewhere. I like to pay. If I have the transport, I will pay the transport. That is me. If I go somewhere, and then some people intentionally don't keep the transport. Even days when I don't have, they will not. They think they are wiser. Have you ever had that kind of experience before? Yes. Learn to be liberal. Let things be leaving your hand on a daily basis. Give out your clothes. Give out your shoes. Give out your phone. Give out, and just be liberal to people. You see somebody in need, give it out. Hallelujah. Somebody sent me a testimony recently, and it shot my mind. And to me, it was not really something big. It was something small. The thing you think may not be important can mean a whole world to somebody. So learn to be liberal. That will open you up doors. That is it that scatters. And yet, even though somebody is scattering should be reducing, the Bible says as his scattering is increasing. Don't be the one always receptive. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about rich men. When you meet a rich man and you give him a gift, they are shocked and they are attached to you. Hope you know that. Many poor people will meet rich men and they want to collect from them. But when you read a rich man, do something, buy a gift for them, they will be shocked at it and they'll be glued to you. I had this paper from Guillermo Maldonado. Hallelujah. He said that when people are going to see their president, going to and then he went and bought a suit for the president of the country. And the president called him and said, all his life, people come to collect. You are the chic, you are the first to buy a suit for me. Hope you know that. Rich men, not really because they need it. But they want to feel that some, you care for me, I'll be involved in your life. Don't be always on the receptive. Including your parents. Hallelujah. Buy something for them. Don't be. I bought my mother's first wrapper in secondary school. I bought her wrapper. Secondary school, that I saved my pocket money, 500 naira. That was when I bought her. I remember the way my mother prayed for me. There was a time I didn't have money when I started ministry. When I was going home, I only had 3,000 something like that. I went to Central Bank. My neighbor worked in Central Bank. So I transferred the money to new currency, 50 naira, so they would look plenty. Or 1,000 naira, I put in an envelope and I went and gave my dad. He said, kneel down. He called me to his private room. He said, kneel down. He prayed for me. I was when I got to my room for almost 5 minutes to me, I was shaking because of the weight of the blessing. What is it? 1,000 naira. He doesn't need, even my mom, the one I gave my money, she later even gave me back. But the way they pray, so because I give back, you will never regret it. Are we together? Are we together? Buy something for your dad. Buy something for your boss. Learn to give. Be liberal. Your roommate. Buy something for them. I want to buy this thing, but I don't have the money. And you really know the person doesn't have the money, and you have the money, buy it for the person. Altogether, your life cannot be the same. This is the Bible. That is he that scattereth. Say, he that hath pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, will he pay him again. You pity the poor and give them something, you are borrowing God money. God is not federal government. He will pay you back. Hallelujah. He will pay you back. Number five. Seek and sustain financial mentorship and counselors. Seek for them and sustain them. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 18 and Proverbs 15 22. Proverbs 13 18. Proverbs 15 32. Proverbs 18 13. Proverbs 13 18 and then Proverbs 15 22. Poverty and shame shall be to, oh my God. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. But he that regarded reproof, correction, shall be honored. Poverty and shame. If you are 22, 25, you are a graduate. You have not read 5 books on finances. You are on your own. Hallelujah. You have not read 5 books on finances. Is it correct? No, please answer me. If you are a graduate and you have not read 5 books on finances, is it correct? It doesn't make sense. That is the same thing you want to make in your life, and you don't even know how to manage, don't even know anything about it. Read that, poor that, take it to present. Read those kind of books. Mighty Oshimolowo, Mike Mudok, read their book. Look for mentorship. Creflodola, Pastor, people that talk about resources. Look for them and buy their books. Read it to them and read them over and over again. All together. Look for financial mentors. Mike Tyson was being mentored by Donald Trump at the point. You know that? Donald Trump was his financial advisor. Donald Trump, the president of America, was one time the financial advisor of Mike Tyson, that wrestler. Because they know that you must, that is a way you can manage money and money multiplies. Money is like a girlfriend. When you partner very well, you have the best out of her brothers. You understand what I'm talking about? Brothers, you understand? When you pamper a lady, she smiles and she's always happy with you. You have the best of a lady. That's the way resources are. When you pamper money, that is the way you treat money, and money want to come to you again. Learn financial, read books on finances, buy them, stop them. What you are pursuing for every morning you wake up, you don't even know about it. Is that true? The reason you are working is because of money. How many of you know love the world? Let's say you say, be at home, I will pay you 3K. How many of you would like to go to your PPA? Many would not like to go. Is that true? Many people working don't even like they work. It's the money they are after. It's not true. The thing you are after, you don't even know about it. So read book on finance. It's just like somebody say, I want to marry, and you have not read 10 books on relationship. What is your husband's love language? I don't know. Me, I love him the way he is. What is your husband's temperament? I don't know. When I hear some people talk, I know that their problem is not the devil. Hallelujah. Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of ignorance. What is your husband's love language? You don't know. What is your husband's temperament? You don't know. He says, he's a brother. He's a brother. I love his... Alright. There is a brother that is a melancholic. There is a brother that is unclean. All of them love the Lord. There is a brother that is choleric. All of them, they are different. You know, you need to know them. All together. Not the way they behave. You know, I want to marry me. I just love him. Forget me. I love him. Alright. Waiting and dating. There are books that you should read by now. There are books that I expect everybody, a young lady, should have read those kind of books. Love and Respect. Gary Chapman. Those kind of, there are books I expect a responsible lady should have read them. And a responsible man, there are books I expect you to have read. Hallelujah. In search of a helpmeet, in search of all those kind of books, you should have read them and digested them. If I relate with a lady for 2 days or 1 day, talk about one talking, I can know her temperament. And when I started knowing these things earlier on, it put me in trouble in the sense that when I know your temperament, I begin to relate with you that way. And then it will look like I love you. Is that true? So when I learned, I have to become wiser. That is it. You do not know somebody's love language. Why is it that you bought something very, an iPhone of 90,000, 100,000 naira, and she just, because gift don't really mean much to her. All for you, she wants for you to say you're looking beautiful. What of affirmation? And then you are suffering to buy gifts. All together, So read books, learn about these things. Look for financial calculator. How many of us will read 5 books on finances? 10 books. How many of us decided that? You have not decided. All right. Read books, buy them, stock them, read them, read them. There's one thing to buy books again, and there's another to read. Is that correct? Yes, sir. But I'm not talking about buying book. Yes, sir. Buy and what? And what? Read and reread. Hallelujah. How many books will you use this year? You are 27 years old, you are 25, 26 years. A whole year has passed, you have not read 10 books, 15 books. Something is wrong with you now. Hallelujah. No, sincerely. What are you doing? What would you do with your time? Read, keep studying, invest in your mind. They ask you a simple logical question that is because it expands your brain. You're not exposed. All you know is Yoruba movies and then your mind has not opened. All the examples you know are local examples. All together? All the examples you know are local because all the people that are local people. Read people that are mine are billions scattered. And I read books, I hear about airports, I hear about countries, I hear about places, I hear about dresses, I hear about food, I hear about many things. And then I can intelligibly talk. So study on finances. Number four. Be financially, number what? Number six. Be financially faithful. Avoid get rich quick schemes. Be financially faithful. Avoid get rich quick schemes. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. Genesis 26 from verse 12 to 13. Proverbs 13 verse 11. And then Proverbs 21 verse 5. I'll come again. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. And then Genesis chapter 26 from verse 12 to 13. Then Proverbs chapter 11, 13 verse 11. And then Proverbs chapter 21 verse 15. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He that is in a hurry to make money, hallelujah, shall not be innocent. Genesis 26, sir. I want to read a very, very important scriptures. Isaac was the seed of son of Abraham, a very covenant practitioner, even though the blessing could not sustain him. The Bible says, then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year a hundredfold. Now, the next thing is very important. And the Lord blessed him, and the man was great. He was great, and then he went forward and grew until he became very great. That means he didn't become great overnight. It was a process. Is that true? It was a process. The first time he had 10,000 in his account, that was a testimony. And then 100,000, then 500,000, then 1 million, then 5 million. He grew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we have Proverbs 13 verse 11? And then Proverbs 21 verse 5. Wealth caught him by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. You are gathering gradually, a little here, a little there, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000. Bible says you will increase. Are we together? The last verse, sir. The thought of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to one. Give 10,000, you have 50,000 naira. Print 10,000 naira, after 4 weeks, you have 70,000. You know that kind of schemes? The way you're looking at me as if you're not in Nigeria. You don't understand what I'm talking about? Come and see stories. I remember that time in my area, one man fainted. One was admitted. They gave him money to build house. His uncle, you have not even had anything yet. When I invested the money, the guy disappeared. The first thing that happened was last verse. Women fellowship leader took church money and went and invested without the church knowing. You people, you have not stories. The way you are chanting like this, I'm not even telling the serious ones. Many people do plenty, I'm telling you. Plenty. Pastor, the man was, he began to carry that beast water and started bathing first. Because you know he's finished. Many people took, so a man resigned from pension, 60 years of federal government work, and took his pension and deposited. I'm not, now, what I'm telling you is 0% joke. 0%. Pension, poverty started a Luther continua. You know what is a Luther continua? That is our suffering continuously. Well, because he wants to deposit 10 million and get 15 million in 2 weeks' time. Get the rich quick. Avoid it. Forward. That is why they get many people. Don't be involved. It's not, that is not the way God prosper people. Do you hear that? Avoid it. Avoid it. Now, many people that will hear this message now, you are hearing me now. You better hear me now. Don't go and deposit all those kind of things. Some things look illogical. Remember when I was in school that time? Mom, see, I need money. I don't have money. I have money. I just have one call one day. Open your Eco Bank account. Send your account number. And then I did it quickly. And in love, you know, mother's love. So she went and opened an account with big money for me. And I deposited in that place. I didn't even know. Only the head that it was crushed. Then I told her, she called me. I said, this is what I did for you. I said, see you. I was looking for 5K. He didn't send. But here you are depositing tens of thousands. And then it's wasted. Till tomorrow, I've not seen it. Avoid quick risk. Don't anything that looks suspicious, don't do it. Bible says, he that gathered little by year, learn to gather. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you have heard now. All right. Number 7. Work on financial honesty, integrity, and transparency. Work on financial honesty, integrity, and transparency. Proverbs 15, verse 16. And then Deuteronomy chapter 25 from verse 13 to 15. Work in financial, Proverbs 15, 16, Deuteronomy 25, 13 to 15. Financial integrity, honesty, and transparency. Better is little with fear of the Lord. All together. Deuteronomy 25 from verse 13 to 15. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and trouble therewith. Hallelujah. If I do business with you, Hezekiah, will I be sure that my share will come to me? See what that means? There are people that once you do business with them, they will want to cheat you. Once you do something with them, they will want to. What is this word they use? Sharp guy. They want to have a way to outsmart you somehow. What is your financial integrity? Hallelujah. When is money issue? They say that's when you know a brother. Will you be transparent? Will you be clean? Hallelujah. What does it involve? Money. You add figures. I remember when I went to buy our insurance. I remember when I went to buy this arm. After buying it, the guy said, how much will I write in the receipt? I was shocked. I said, what do you mean by how much will you write in the receipt? How much did I buy it? Or known to me that when guys come from churches, do they use microphone and mic in part? Who buy those people that buy mics? Those shops is just people that patronize them, true of us. Or not, when they come, they give them a receipt and they tell them what they want to write and they write. Now, there are some things that you do that your case is closed. When it comes to money, avoid it. You know, that's why we have finance. I don't know if there is something about money. Ministry, this money, this ministry. I can steal money comfortably and nobody can win. Even if you break, like the way they burned a building in Nigeria and the record was lost. I can successfully do it in this ministry and nobody will know. But there are two people that know. God and the devil, they know. Hope you know that. Yes. And there are the people that supervise the way things really happen. Be clean when it comes to money. Avoid anything that is. Don't ask because don't steal money. Your transfer was 200 naira. It was 200 naira. Don't come and say it was 250. You bought water, pure water. We call it. Explain yourself. Let me tell you something about offering that most people don't know that. Sometimes somebody can give here. I don't know if you have ever given an offering and you were crying. Has that happened to anybody here? Let me see your hands up. You have ever given an offering and you were crying? It has not. Hey. I've given offering many times and was on tears. So God has told many of you, may God lead you one day. Because that is some kind of instruction that God will tell you. As you're doing it, you are crying. God, well, why? Imagine God saying, clear your account now. Means that your big account. You are cleared and sold to church now.
as you're dropping it, you know, God, but why? I know you're not talking about that kind of giving. I've received those kind of instructions once or twice, something like that. That I was giving, I was crying. Imagine the person I gave the money to. That is the kind of money you went and stole. Some people give money for estate of barrenness. God, take this sacrifice, empty my barrenness. And you went and stole that kind of money. Deliver me from stealing, Lord. Deliver me from addiction. I'm dropping the sacrificial seat. And they drop the money. And that's the money you went and you are stealing. You are exchanging. People are exchanging their problem for money. And then you are the one going to carry it. Church money is not even if you want to steal. Is there no way to steal? Are you understanding me now? Is God you want to steal from God? He's well with some people. Hallelujah. None of you is that kind of person here. And none of you, your children, even your neighbors will not be that kind of person. Because they bring calamity close to you. Having a Jonah in your life, you are doomed. Don't you know that? Having a Jonah in your life, you are doomed. You are innocent, but because the guy has tempered many roads, there are many accidents that happen. One person was the one that was supposed to die, but seven people died with him. Do you know that? Because you are in that car, you are doomed. So avoid it, be financially clean. When they say, okay, account for your money, you know, suddenly start stammering. No. Stop. You present it and then look at everything. You can confidently vet everything. Hallelujah. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I like the way some of you are looking at me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number 8. Learn to sow. S-O-W. Invest and save your money. Luke 19 from verse 12 to 13. If we have NLT, it will be good. Luke 19, 12 to 13. Let's have Isaiah 55 verse 10, sir, on screen. And then Genesis 41 from verse 34 to 36. Luke 19, 13 to 12 to 13. Isaiah 55 verse 10. Genesis 41, 34 to 36. Hallelujah. The Bible says, what are we on? Isaiah 55 verse 10. And then Genesis 41, 34 to 36. Yes, let's open if you are there. It's up, okay. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That means if you are a sower, you have a seed from God. Is that correct? If you are an eater, you have a seed. In Genesis chapter 41 from verse 34 to 36, he was talking about Joseph. When he discovered a problem, he said, let them begin to save. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes, yes. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. 35, sir. And let them gather all the food of these good years that come. Hallelujah. And lay up God. Now that is it. Now, learn to invest so. Hallelujah. When you collect 10,000 naira. Hallelujah. Do you finish everything at the same time? Or you save? Now, when you look at that Genesis, this particular theologians calculated, they say it's 20% of everything they gained at that time. 20%. So let's say in NYC now, you have 33K. You people are now rich. 33K times 12 is how much? 33K times 12 is a big amount. It should be in 5 zeros. Is that true? Now, after NYC, how much will be in your account? Unless if God says so, it's only few people that hear that kind of instruction. True? Now, after NYC, now, how much will be in your account? How much have you saved? Hallelujah. How much have you saved? You must learn how to invest and multiply your money. Hallelujah. Learn how to save. Don't finish everything. Have a percentage. 30, 10%. So percent. At least save 20%. 10%. I don't know what is your percentage. But learn to save. Hallelujah. Don't finish everything, no. And say, I have vowed to start saving. Then you see me, suya. Hi, God. Why would I, if somebody died now, who eat the money? Then go and enjoy my life. I can't kill myself. Hallelujah. No, that is the force of foolishness. Learn to save. An opportunity may come one day that your little savings can save. I think I met somebody say, I want to sell this car, 100,000 naira. And then,
have you ever said some case like that? I want you to dispose this house 500. If you have been saving, you just buy the house like that. Learn to save, even if it's 5 naira. I don't think an adult of 20, 25 years, a graduate should have one account. You should have two or three. Hallelujah. Have multiple accounts. Have an account, you don't have the ATM. Anytime a money comes, if you guys are, there are many apps nowadays that you can do automatic saving. For those of you that are money salary, is that correct? As the money is coming, it's automatically a percentage goes to their saving account. Save. Have something. Don't be finishing everything. Hallelujah. Mesuya, Egro, Fanta, Mama put, Baba put. Just everywhere. Buying new clothes, new shoe. Just, no, save. When you're done with NYC, you should be able to have solid money. Hallelujah. Because if they pay you 98, you will still be what you've been living on. True of us. Now that they pay, so what about if you save everything that was extra? Or you save 10% every month. 10,000 every month, that means have 120,000 naira when you are done. Is that not true? And then when you leave NYC, some people don't even have transport to go back. I'm not joking. 0% joke. I was NCCF president, so I know what I'm talking about. Transport to leave, they don't have. Okay. Because they have borrowed, and that month allowance that came in, they settled their debt. What are you talking about? Transport to go home, they don't have. As they are landing home now, is poverty continue? Because they are not saved. You should not be asking for money the first 3 months or first 5 months of after NYC. Is that not true? Because you should have saved. So save. Hallelujah. No matter what is the need, you have precious, many needs on your head. Have, even if it's 5%, save. 2%, save. It will help. Are we together? Everybody at the top saves. It's only poor people that don't save. See, you know. Rich people save. So save your money. Hallelujah. Number 9. Avoid waste and stay within your income. John chapter 6 verse 12. And that John 6:12, and then Proverbs 18 verse 9. And that when that verse 18 that I said, learn to save. I'm talking about being also talking about being productive minded. Hallelujah. Be investful. What business are you doing? What am I doing? Hallelujah. What am I doing to get more money? Let me tell you something. My neighborhood here, people that have provision shop and people that do extra businesses are the federal government workers in the area. They are the one any highest, and they're the one still working. The poor people and the state workers, they're not doing anything. They're too proud to do it. Because the richer you get, the more productive you are minded. Are you together? Be productive minded and then stay within your income. John 6 verse 12. Now this is a lesson you will learn. I pray you don't learn it the bitter way. John 6 verse 12. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Hallelujah. As young people, I pray you in the name of Jesus Christ. Learn to live with it. If there is something you cannot comfortably do, don't do it. If there's a place you cannot comfortably go, don't go. It doesn't pay. When I was done with NYC, I could afford a house of 150K. I could afford it. Hallelujah. But now, it's not the problem of affording the house. But how at my current, what is my monthly income? What am I getting? What is my status? What are your status like? There are some people that don't deserve to hold an iPhone. They don't deserve it. I don't understand me at all. You are not in that level. Now, you say this pastor is a mediocre. You have to think about your future. All right. Continue. There is a level of car. If you give me now, I won't ride it. If you give me a mess, this car, like the one Tears was praying the other time, I can't maintain it. I will sell it and buy a Toyota Picnic. Because that is my level. Lower fuel consumption, easy to maintain. Yeah, I don't have faith, right? Okay. All this thing you are talking, life will teach us lessons. You must learn that there are things you can't maintain. There are things you can't maintain. If I have a Mercedes car, now, do you know how much is the fuel mileage of a Mercedes car? One small thing that spoils in a Mercedes, do you know how much is it? You know, there are car, Mercedes is a car, there are vehicles. My level now is vehicles. I'm saying it before everybody, tell you the truth. I can't maintain it. I had finished first from Chris Delvan. He said, there was a car somebody gave him. He said, me, I can't marry. He sold the car and bought his level. There will be a time when I will ride an E-Class. When you must have three over the money of that car in your account before you are eligible to ride it. If the car is 1 million, you should have 3 million in your account before you are eligible to ride it. How did I get this on? By reading books. Hallelujah. Yes. So that clothes I cannot wear. If you give me a suit of 50,000 naira now, where am I wearing it to? Shekinah or... Hallelujah. Just convert that money and make it something more productive. Hallelujah. Let me stay at my level of 15,000, 20 naira, 20,000. At this level, that is my level. There are young guys that save money and went and buy two top 50,000. And then their monthly income is 35. Because it's a loose, they buy, it's a Louis Vuitton, it's a Gucci, is the one. No, that is not your level. Stay at your level. You cannot take her to Treasures, take her to Mama. There are places you can take her to. How did no. Learn to stay within your level. Cannot buy airplanes. You cannot buy God. God is good. Go on, enter. Be at your level. Don't stress yourself. Anybody making you stress, let them be going. I'm not in a hurry anywhere. Hallelujah. If I can't afford it, I stay at my level. There was a time my mom was saying, or my people around me say, how do you cook with that meat and with that fish? How can you cook with that meat? When I was done with NYC, I cooked for over 1 year. I didn't even know how much was the price of fish because it was not in my head. Let's say it was 500 naira fish or 200 naira. For over 1 year, I didn't know how to buy. I don't even know the price. Am I not alive? If you go to my house, you know there will be meat. There shall be. Because I can afford it now. And very soon it will be full chicken every day. Very soon you can't come to my house and take five alive. It will be an insult. Why? But now you come to my house, pure water and minerals, take it or leave it. Because that is my level. That is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Learn to live within your level. Don't go and impress somebody for nothing. Say you put yourself under financial duress and pressure. All together. Don't buy a cloth you can't afford. Learn to live with your level. And then number 10. See 10? Alright, let me give this one first. This is very very. Let's have first Samuel. Okay, have a vision for finances. Have a vision. Psalms 21, verse 2. Have a vision for your finances. Have a vision, a goal for your finances. Like what we wrote now. Psalm 21 verse 2. Thou hast given him his heart's desires and has not withholding the request of his lips. Hallelujah. Have you ever wrote? I don't know the amount you wrote. Hallelujah. I don't know where you want to be like, but have a vision for your where do you see yourself? Hallelujah. Where do you see yourself by 2020, the end of 2020? How much do you have? 6 zeros in your account. 7 zeros. Dollars. Hallelujah. What is your financial vision? Do you really have a vision for prosperity? How many of you have ever imagined swimming in a swimming pool before? Now sometimes I just sit down and just daydream. How is first class like in an aeroplane? Business class? Economy? How does it look like? Those people outside the country, just have a vision for your money. I'm thinking of one day, I'll not be talking of naira. You know, when you hear somebody talking in dollars, you know that person is rich. Or somebody has made money. You know what I'm talking about? Like something that I'm sure we're not talking about $50. When you hear somebody talking in dollars, anybody, know that person has touched money or you know something about money. So that they don't want to mention it in naira. Like it's just $15,000. It looks like small money. But in naira, it will be over 800 million. You know what I'm talking about? When you say, hey, $15,000. Okay, $15,000. That is people that have made money. So that I don't think about it. When I'm giving them my offering, one man of God says this January, he dropped nine figures. When they say nine figures, what does it mean? Hey, are you thinking? You read books. Hallelujah. 9 figures is a 1 billion money. Just drop it like this on one sacrifice. I'm thinking about that level. I'm thinking about when I have to build a church. I have to buy buses for the church. I'm thinking about buying aircraft. People that are angry with those now, they should be angry. Oh, I'm thinking about buying aircraft. I'm thinking of applying. The way you can enter KK from zone A to Kanta Junction, that's the way somebody fly to US and come back. Hope you know that. one day somebody go to Indonesia and return. The way you enter Keke and just confidently as if you did it. You used to pray. You don't pray because it's 15 naira now. That's good. Now there's somebody fly. Hey, poverty will leave you. You must prosper.
Amen.
That is the way somebody just fly and come back like that. When you are thinking, Lord provide 50,000 naira budget. Your money allowance is 50,000 naira feeding. The way you are shortening your list. Somebody's problem is, where should I spend the money? So have a vision. How big is your vision? And the truth is, the boundary of your vision defines the extent of your blessing. Do you understand me now? The boundary of your vision limits the extent of your blessing. If you have never thought of 1 million, it will never enter your hand. It's not a prophecy. I had it ever gone to the prophet. He said, if you have never, say it with me, if you have never thought of 1 million, it will never cross your hand. By mistake. If you have never, let me tell you, I have a story. One time, I was right before my mom in her office, and then I asked her, I said, I needed money for something. So she said, how much do I really want? Come, are we together? Are we together? And that time I the highest money I know I've ever received from her was 10,000, 15,000, 10,000, 15,000. But that time after reading books, my mind had expanded. I said, she's my mother, she will not slap me. I mentioned a 50 figure, not one, not two, not three. How did you get her? I said, where do you want me to get that kind of money from? But it entered my account. Why? Because I could think about it. In that same meeting, I would have just said 50,000 naira. And that's what you give. Let your mind expand. You know, there are things, the more your brain expands, your request will be different. The mistake that somebody will make is to ask me, what do I want? You will know you really ask the wrong question. You know, one of you just try, just tempt me one day. I say, Papa, what can I buy for you? Or what do you want? Just tempt me. That kind of temptation, I will fall. The one that will tell you, you know you really gave. Hallelujah. Let your mind have a financial vision. Have a mind of giving. Have a mind of riding, living good. Have a mind of eating healthy. Have a mind of blessing people. Have a mind of... Let it be in your mind first. Hallelujah. Have that kind of mind. Number what? Number 11. Almost done now. Learn. This is very, very important. Learn to differentiate between rewards and free services. 1 Samuel 17:26. Learn to differentiate between rewards and free services. Oh boy, our time is up. Hallelujah. Learn to differentiate between rewards and free services. 1 Samuel 17:26. Hallelujah. Please, I want all of us to read this. Now, this was the story that brought David out of the blue. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and David came. All of us know that David was passionate for the house of God. How can they be doing this to my house of God? Is that correct? Everyone know that David knew, loved God. How can somebody be challenging my God like that? I want to roast that devil. Now, before he did that roasting, he asked a question. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? I want to kill him. But first, before I kill him, if I kill him, how far? Waiting there for me. Do you understand this place at all? Anybody that killed the Philistine and taken away the reproach from Israel, who is it? He first of all asked, what is my benefit? There are things that are free, and there are things that are not free. If you don't know the difference, you'll be poor for life. When you are supposed to build somebody, don't be ashamed about it. You didn't hear? If you do something for this church and you're supposed to be paid, you deserve the pay. But you must be wise to deserve between where you deserve to be rewarded and then where your service to be free. All together. Now, if you have worked with me, you know that I know the difference. If you deserve to be rewarded, I will. And if I can't, I will. Hallelujah. Know when to offer free service and when to be rewarded. If not, you will offer what you'll be paid for free of charge. And you will never be paid. Hallelujah. I saw there was somebody who come and pay church, and the pastor will say it's the work of the Lord. That is very, very wrong. Unless the person say, I'm doing it for God. If the person doesn't say it, he should be paid. Is that true? There are things you do that you should be rewarded for. And now, if you're around somebody that doesn't know this principle, tread around it carefully. Hallelujah. Try to explain to the person. Hallelujah. And then you know the person is in a position to even do it. Another thing, the person is in a position and is not doing it. And another thing, that the person is not in a position to do it. How together? Learn when you should be rewarded. How together? But there are times, and let me tell you something, one secret in life. When you are before greatness or somebody that has the potential to lift you up, don't always look for rewards. Offer your services free. How together? Yes. Like. Let me say now. Like, let's say Dr. Paul Enenche and invited Prosper Ochimana, that is his church member, to minister in the church. Now, if Dr. Paul Enenche decided to give him an honorarium, that is his own volition. But I don't expect him to come and say, I expect to be rewarded. Do you hear me at all? In that kind of situation, even though he should be born, he shouldn't expect it. Because he mentored him and brought him and he made him who, I don't want to say he made him who is, but he was responsible for who he is. So there are moments where I remember Dr. Paul Enenche said that when he was invited to be a member of the board of regents of Covenant University, when you have a board meeting in Covenant University, you have an envelope after every meeting. Is that correct? But he said that he could not even imagine collecting it. He said he couldn't collect it. He counted it as a privilege to be a member in that board to start with. All together. So you must learn the difference. There are places you shouldn't collect money. There are people I can never collect money from them. No matter what I do for them, I can't. But there are people that will pay me. All together. Are we together? Yes. There are places that I start when I finish my NYC days. I say NYC when I finish secondary school. FCS, I told her, no, I said, anytime I'm coming to FCS, I'll be there for some of these days. It's free of charge. I will pay my transport to and fro. I can pay my accommodation. I can take care of my bill. What is FCS for life? But FCCF, I'll collect the honorarium. When I'm giving family, I don't uncle. Anytime I'm coming here, not because I can't, but this place I'm collecting. Because all of them have different places in my heart. There are places I collect rewards. There are places I don't collect rewards. Learn the differences. And that will require wisdom for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And then finally, let's be on our feet. Learn to depend on the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 to 30. Hallelujah. The Bible says, learn to depend on the Holy Spirit for help. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 19 verse 17, sir. Or Luke 16 verse 10. Luke 16 verse 10. Luke 16 verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is little. Did you hear me? Let's be okay. Let's say that thing. Okay, let's write them. We stand up. We have prayed already, so we'll just stand up and then. Luke 16, 10. Are we together? Praise God. Do I love you? Do I love you at all? The way I preach, do I sound like I love you? Eh? Hallelujah. Some of you, your face is tired. Hallelujah. Smile your neighbor. Hallelujah. And guess, you know, when a point hits you, it's not as if I know you. No, I don't know you. It only means I have close and then prove that I have close. I don't even know you, your life story. Hallelujah. So when something just hits your mind, what you need to do is to change. Do you understand? The Bible says, he that is faithful in that which is little, is also faithful, not that will be, it is also faithful in much. And he that is unjust in the little will also be unjust in much. That means with this wisdom keys about your finances, if you apply them in this level, you will go to the next level. Hallelujah. Our status is changing. Now, when pray, what I thought now, is something that I need prayer for? Is it something that I need prayer or action? Yes, you see, but yes. You begin to prosper now. Pray every prayer. I receive. Put your hand on your head, on your stomach, on your eye. Receive money. Prosper. It won't happen if you don't do these things. That is the truth. I don't know if you understand me now. Do you think it will happen? God will not prosper a fool. He will not provide a new kingdom cover if you don't do it. Receive. Okay, people that have been receiving. I receive. For 15 years, and nothing has happened in their life. Two of us. Do you know them? Yes. I receive. And they have not received anything until tomorrow. Why? Because these are the things they must do. So as you write them, go and look at them and begin to do. Say, this church I've committed unto you. Do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. Hallelujah. I believe God bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. None of you will be poor. As you do these things, I want us to meet in the future because I will prosper. Hallelujah. Like Pastor David Ibiomi said that. Take my name to the highest witchcraft coven in the world and say this man should become poor. He said it cannot happen. So I know there are some things I am doing that my father has blessed me. My mentors have blessed me. I am keeping the kingdom. I'm doing what I'm doing. Why shouldn't I prosper? Hallelujah. I will prosper. I will prosper. Praise God. How many of us will prosper? I want to know whether you will do this and then we'll be there before. Hallelujah. Let me just say, you know, international call, because I know I will be in Nigeria. I don't want to live outside the country. Praise God. I'll just say, one international number. Let's speak. Whose name should I call now? Hey, Bere. Michael. This is an international number. Where are you now? Sir, I've been here for 6 months. I've been trying to reach you. Your protocol, I said, is very difficult. I didn't even know I got your number. Now, I'll be having protocol that time. Praise God. Yeah. My call will not be direct by that time. See, my protocol has been difficult to reach you. It was even your wife I was looking to call and she gave me your number. How are you, sir? I know you're very busy. Let me just. I sent my PA to Nigeria to see you. I don't see. No, that is not the account number. Is this property I do account number now? No. Another level is USDD, is bank details. You know what another level? No, if they want about account number, is sounding like poor man language. You know? No, rich man knows the account number. Do you know that? It's bank details. Account number, no. Just some clean 7 zeros in dollars. Says, don't worry, just to let you know I called you, I will see you very soon. No, just to register my presence. When I see you, I will see you properly. Hallelujah. I remember the first I got one call from one of the zonal executives that I sat with NCCF. And then the lady sent an alert to my phone. Have you ever pinged an alert? You wanted to cry? I counted the zero 3 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the lady sent a message, sir, I will send the remaining balance tomorrow. I've exceeded my daily limit. Then imagine the amount she sent. When somebody says has exceeded daily limit. That is when I know that God can furnish a table. These principles are real. How together? They are, when you do them, it will happen in your life. It will happen for you if you do them. Hallelujah. No prayer can deliver you if you don't do it. No prayer. Let that devil lay you on granite oil, carry you up to the devil's dig your look oil. Well, nature, upon Joseph Suleiman, carry you to Benihim, soak in another oil. And then when you come out, you're always looking like vegetable oil. You will not be rich if you don't do these things. It's the truth. Hope you know that. The truth. Wisdom is available for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As you give your offering, hallelujah. Your offering is received and blessed. First of all, stretch your hand towards me. Father Lord, I pray for your hands. Whatsoever is theirs will enter their hand in the name of Jesus Christ. People will go out of their way to bless you and remember you for good. In the name of Jesus. Your hands are not permitted to be dry or to be empty. These hands are permitted to be blessed and blessed alone. In Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 08065226276 or 08026112114. Remain rapturable.